Perek Gimel Mishnah Ches, Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa Omer, Tein Lo Mishalo, give to others what already belongs to him, meaning everything that you have belongs to God. So give to others charity, because it really belongs to Kadosh Baruch Hu. She'ata v'shalcha shalo, it belongs to you and belongs to him, really belongs to God. Chema David Homer, and this is explicitly what's said in regard to David HaMelech, Ki mimcha hakol, umiyadcha nastulach, says David HaMelech, everything at all that I have is coming from you. Umiyadcha nastulacha, and it's from your hand which I have been recipient of everything. As we always explain in our podcast, Mishnayos, we have to understand who we're dealing with. Who is Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa, and why is he the author of this statement? And in order to appreciate who Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa is, we take a look in the Gemara Maseches Tainis, Daf Chav Dal Raman Alef. We see Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa lived charity. He was an Ish Tzedaka par excellence, and thus there's nobody better to be the author of this Mishnah. Tein lo mishalo, she'ata v'shalcha shalo. Give away what it is that you have, because whatever you have belongs to others. Listen to this story by Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa, Tainis, Daf Chav Dal Raman Alef. Kar havi chazi le gabay tzedak avi tashur minei. When those charity administrators would see Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa, they would hide from him. Can you imagine? Why would they hide from him? The Gemara explains, the kol mai dahavi gabe yaivlu, because they knew that everything that Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa had, he would simply give away. And they didn't want to see him because they knew that he would have nothing left. If they were to see him, he would simply empty his pockets, empty his home, and give everything away. And they were sensitive to that. And they didn't want Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa to become a pauper himself. The following thing happened one day. Yom Echad, the Gemara says, Havisalek Lashuka. He was walking in the market. Lemizba Nedunya Labarat. He was going to buy a trousseau for his daughter Nedunya. Chazu Gabay Tzedaka Tashimine. Some charity administrators saw him and they tried to hide. However, instead, Azul Varat Basrai, Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa ran after them and asked them, Amrlahu, Ashbaishum Ayasiku, what are you doing? What are you up to in the marketplace? What are you working on, you charity administrators? Amrle Biyasam Yasom, we're trying to marry off an orphan boy to an orphan girl. And Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa, when he heard that, said, Havoda, Shein Kodmin Libiti, even though I'm coming to the marketplace to try to buy a trousseau for my daughter, nothing can compare to marrying off an orphan daughter to an orphan son. Shakol Kol Dahavi Bahadeh, he gave everything in his pockets to the charity administrator, Pashle Chadzuz, and he only left behind one little zuz in his pocket. What did he do with that zuz? Zavan Bechite, he went and bought a little bit of wheat with that amount of money that he had. Vasik Shadai Bachalna, and he brought it home, that little wheat that he was able to buy with the zuz, and threw it into his granary. Asi the Bisu, his daughter, his wife came. Amrlei Lebarte, and said to his daughter, My Aisi Avuch, what did your father bring home after his day in the market? Amrlei, his daughter told his mother, Komai the Aisi Bachalna Shadisu, whatever he had, he tossed and threw into the granary. They went to the door of the granary to see what did Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa bring home. And what did they find? That saw the granary was filled to the top, from width to length, height, with wheat coming all the way to the door. They couldn't even get in. The Gemara continues, Azal Barti, the Bay Midrash's daughter was so overwhelmed and excited, she couldn't believe her eyes. She ran to her father in the Bais Medrash and told her father, look what happened, daddy. Rei Mayasil Chavecha, look what your father in heaven, God who loves you so much, did. She told him what had happened, and Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa responded, Harehein Hekdesh Alayich, everything that's in the granary is consecrated property. Veinlach ben Ella Ke'echer Maniyah Yisrael, you could have no more of it than any pauper in Israel. Thus Rabbi Lazar Ish Bartusa, whatever he had went to paupers. Whatever came into his home, he gave away, and he lived and breathed this Mishnah, Tein lo mishalo, she'ata v'shalcha shalo, whatever I have, whatever I give you, all belongs to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He gave everything he had away. There's so many stories throughout our generations of great Rabbanim, Balei Tzedakah, who would simply give and give and give, write checks and give out cash, would be left with nothing. It's known from the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, he would never have any money in his house in the evening, because whatever he had, he gave away, and the next morning he would start again. Those are the greatest Balei Tzedakah that we had throughout our generations. It's well known The pasuk at the end of Sefer Shmos regarding the Mishkan says vinasinu. And this Hebrew word vinasinu is indeed a palindrome. A palindrome is something that reads exactly the same way backwards and forwards. Vinasnu vav, nun, saf, nun, vav, read right to left means to give. If you read it left to right, backwards or forwards, it also means to give. And this suggests, as great Mefarshim explain, that when you give something to somebody else, it's because you've received it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever you're giving is going to come back. Whatever you're the recipient of should go out. What you give and what you get and what comes and goes, nothing really belongs to you. Everything, as David HaMelech said, Ki mimcha hakol miyadcha nasmach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you've given me everything. You've handed me everything. There's no reason to be jealous. There's no reason to be haughty. There's no reason to be wanting, desiring what somebody else has, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me exactly what I need. What I need is what's come from God, and I'm going to give it all back. In his outstanding commentary, Meseches Avos, Rabbi Irving Bunami, his Ethics from Sinai, writes that he heard from the great Rabbi Chanan Wasserman Hashem Yikom Damo, the Baranovich Rosh Yeshiva, who was killed in the Holocaust in the Ninth Fort, murdered, told a piece of advice to Rabbi Bunim, which he records here. And he explained to him, whatever money you make, it, weekly, monthly, annually, whatever it is, take Meiser, take 10% of it and put it into a special account earmarked for charity. And he writes, that money that you've earmarked and you've put into a special account is no longer yours. It doesn't belong to you, it belongs to the needy. And therefore, when any person approaches you and requires and needs money for its stock, it'll be much easier to give it. Because that money has been allocated, it's been earmarked, it's been set aside, it belongs to the ani. Teilo mishalo shatave shalcha shalo. It's his. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You've set it aside. You're merely distributing what has already been allocated and removed from you. It doesn't belong to you. It's not yours. That's the concept of tzedakah. That's the mitzvah of tzedakah. And that makes it easier and more appreciative and able to understand this mitzvah. It's not mine. It doesn't belong to me. Kaviyachol, imagine that somebody gave me $100 and said, you know what, here's $100. Do me a favor. Give out $10 of it. It's not going to be too hard to give out because you know that somebody just gave you that $100 and you've received 90 of it and all I have to give out is 10 of it. Of course I'm going to give out 10 out of $100 when I'm just the recipient of 100. I'm picking up 90 and I'm giving 10. That's how we have to look at our earnings. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me all that 100, 1,000, 10,000, 100,000, $1 million, whatever it is. That's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, I work hard for it and I earn it and I've used my resources and my smarts and my wisdom and my tenacity to make it. But I have to realize it's miyadcha hakol, it's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's really all being lent to me. And therefore my chiyuv is to give 10% of it, to give a miser of it to tzedakah, because it doesn't really belong to me. None of it really belongs to me. At least I should give some portion, some bit of it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in return. That's vinasnu, that's the mitzvah of tzedakah, that's what I'm doing. When I give, I'm the recipient, I return it, it will come back to me. Let's all continue to live, to breathe, to give, to fulfill the mitzvah of tzedakah and maaseh. What a beautiful way to appreciate what I am the recipient of and to return, to give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.